Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like the zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too graphic? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say, ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome to another episode of Cheese Please, a special fantastic edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and we're crazy this week?
Oh, well,
No, we're not crazy, we're mad.
Mad, yes, mad, mad for Mad Magazine that's been around since 1950-something, 1952, I think, in that area, 1952-53-ish. Mad Magazine, it has existed for decades. And, you know, the funny thing is about Mad Magazine, it's almost just as long as made music for that much long time.
All right.
My English sucks. Let me
interpret Snarf Dude's comments.
Yes.
They've been making music almost as long as they've been a magazine.
Ah, thank you. My tongue got twisted and it didn't work out. We found a CD not too long ago called Mad Grooves that came out in the 90s. With some stuff from the 60s, the 70s, and I don't think they actually turned out a lot in the 80s.
Ah, but they did.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Well, let's start off with some early stuff, shall we?
Yes.
Okay, we got Mike Russo, Jeannie Hayes, and the Delwoods, starting off with She Lets Me Watch Your Mom and Pop Fight. Here's a pop song for you.
An interesting title.
And we're starting off with the same group, Mike Russo, Jeannie Hayes, and the Delwoods, and She's Got a Nose Job. Right here on
Cheese Please Goes Mad.
Nose job.
Now she's the prettiest gal in town.
Nose job.
Now she's the prettiest gal in town.
She got a nose job. She got a nose job. It's now turned up instead of hanging down. She got a nose job. She got a nose job, and now she's the prettiest gal in town. She never had a boy to walk her home. She never had a boy who cared. But now she's never left alone since she had her schnoz repaired. She got a nose job, she got a nose job. It's now turned up instead of hanging down. She got a nose job, she got a nose job, and now she's the prettiest gal in town. She never had no one to taste her kiss. Her future looked mighty bleak, but now she's on every guy's list since she overhauled her beak. She got a nose job, she got a nose job. It's now turned up instead of hanging down. She got a nose job, she got a nose job. And now she's the prettiest gal in town. Well, I know someday I'm gonna marry her, cause I love her, yes I do. And the kids we have will know for sure they're gonna all get nose jobs too. She got a nose job, she got a nose job. It's now turned up instead of hanging down. She got a nose job, she got a nose job. And now she's the prettiest gal in town.
Now she's the prettiest gal in town.
When it comes to handling manure, you need dependable equipment. Equipment that will work for you the year round in good weather and in bad weather when the snow flies. With this system, you get a full load every time. Bucket bottom and back are curved to ensure clean dumping. It's smooth and clean in appearance, built to give you many years of dependable service.
Cheese. Although she isn't much to look at, and though she isn't very bright, I love her, I love her. Oh boy, how I love her, 'cause she lets me watch her mom and pop fight. To see a lamp go through a window and watch him kick and scratch and bite. I love her, I love her. Oh boy, how I love her, 'cause she lets me watch her mom and pop fight. And Friday night is something wonderful to see. When her pop comes home, it only half his check. We split a candy bar and watch World War III. It's got neck and beat to heck. I'm gonna make that gal my steady, because they're at it every night. I love her, I love her. Oh boy, how I love her, 'cause she lets me watch her mom and pop fight.
Right, fans, here we go, it's round three. Mom comes out and goes away to the mouth and a lift the pop checkbook. Pop throws a hard jab to the head, one to the sink. A short hook to the shins and an uppercut to the small of the brain. My mom and pop is in trouble. The crowd is cheering. What a fight, what a fight.
And Friday night is something wonderful to see. When her pop comes home with only half his check, we split a candy bar and watch World War III. It's got neck and beat to head. I'm a steady, because they're at it every night. I love her, I love her. Oh boy, how I love her, 'cause she lets me watch her mom and pop fight. Yes, she lets me watch her mom and pop fight.
Oh,
she lets me watch her
mommy
pop fight.
8, 9, 10, you're out!
Keys, please, with, oh, a little noisy there.
You had to let it go right to the final rattle, eh?
Yes, I did. She lets me watch her mom and pop fight. These days, it's called a reality show. Mike Russo?
Or Dr. Phil, or Maury, or...
You are not the father! And just Doug, why do they always run off the stage? Can't they
Because they're overcome with the emotion.
Oh, I just put the dukes up, you know? You're not the father! Anyway, Mike Russo, Jeannie Hayes in the Dell Woods with She Lets Her... Let's me watch her mom and pop fight. I can't read. I'm sorry. And she got a nose job before that same group. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird that is Cheese Please. Only we've gone mad this week.
Yes, focusing on some songs from the Mad Groove CD from 1996, sort of. We've also thrown
in a few other Mad songs.
Yes, as we sort of get a bit of a retrospective on Mad Magazine and its music over the decades, you have some information, Daffodil.
The very first Mad-inspired recording was in 1959.
Which?
Musically Mad.
Oh, okay.
And then later that year, The Worst for Mad number 2, which included the original recording, Meet the Staff of Mad.
Okay, yeah.
And also, What Me Worry.
What Me Worry. That's the famous Mad's...
Famous Mad song.
Statement for Alfred E. Newman.
And then in the 60s, there were two more albums of novelty songs, Mad Twist Rock and Roll and Fink Along with Mad.
Oh, okay.
Fink Along with Mad had a song called It's a Gas.
Ah, yes. And we've played that a couple times back in the early 60s.
And Dr. Demento kind of made that more... famous than some of the other stuff.
In the 70s, no doubt.
In the 70s.
What else can you tell me?
Well, they started putting the tracks in the magazine.
Oh, yes, the old flexi disc type records. Evatone sound sheets, I think they were called.
Yes, and before that, they were cardboard, plastic laminated cardboard inserts that you could play on a record player.
Ah, let's play some of the stuff from the 70s now, as a matter of fact. I remember, 70s, sort of 1980, if you want to get technical. This one. We've got Making Out from 1978 featuring Smile. Yes, that was from 1978, but we're going to play the disco version of It's a Gas. That came out in 1980.
It's a little flatulent.
Just a bit. The usual gang of idiots doing that. Right here on
Cheese Please Going Mad.
Okay, Alfred, let's boogie! We'll be right back.
cheese, please, the staple on your musical snack tray.
Cheese. I wanna break out loose and swing, have myself a crazy bling, till those bells ring ding-a-ling, loud as can be. But I never hear them chime, 'cause I chicken out each time, and I know the only ding-a-ling is me.
There's this groovy chick I know, but we had no place to go, so we tried it in my Maverick instead. But there's no guarantees when the dashboard hits your knees and the steering wheel is wrapped around your head.
Oakland Raiders making out.
Ralph Nader's got his hot Crusaders making out.
In Star Wars, you just know Darth Vader's making out.
Jack Sprat, when he's not eating fat, is making out.
The Wolfman, any place he's at, is making out.
I've even seen a Muppet that is making out. King Kong, when he is going ape, is making out.
Making out. Now Frankenstein, thirsted in shock, is making out.
I've even heard that Mr. Spock is making out.
Would you believe that my pet Rock is making out?
There's this girl I used to see, was very hot for me, but she had to know the date when I was born. It turns out, don't you know, that she is a Scorpio, who won't mess around with any Capricorn.
Making out, making out.
Steve Austin, when he takes it slow, is making out.
Old Santa with a ho, 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 is making out.
Well, and the water, Jacques Cousteau, is making out.
Making out!
The Fonz we know most every night is making out.
And Charlie Brown, though he's uptight, is making out.
Count Dracula, with just one bite, is making out.
Making Out, featuring Smile, and I think I heard Dick DeBartolo in there from Mad Magazine at the time.
Well, I know,
Jacques Cousteau is making out. He did that, but I'm sorry. I just...
You know, I was thinking the whole way through that song.
What?
I think you finally found your personal anthem.
What?
Everyone but you is making out.
Oh, thank you. Well, we could make out, couldn't we, after the show?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay, just checking. I have to ask. And before that, the usual Gang of Idiots, the disco version from 1980 on the Mad Disco Evitone sound sheet, the disco version of It's a Gas. And I actually found that. I was wanting to find that. It was hard to find, but I finally found it, so it's fun to play on the air.
You're very lucky.
My name is Snark Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is Cheese Please.
We bring you the wacky, warped, and weird every week, focusing on the decades-old Mad Magazine and music over the years that they've produced from the 60s and 70s into the 80s. I'm sure they produced something there.
They did.
In the 90s.
That one I'm not 100% sure on.
Okay.
I really like the Super Spectacular Day.
Yes, we played that quite some time ago.
We only played one ending.
Yeah, well.
Because it has an octuple groove track.
Yes, all eight of them.
Which means that every time you play it, you could get one of eight different endings.
It's kind of hard.
Which is very cool.
It's kind of hard, though. We're going to play a cut from The Mad Show. Apparently it was a Broadway cast album or something.
Yes, there was.
Dick Libertini. And I'm not having fun with my ticks this day.
You're having a horrible time with your tongue today.
Well, I ain't on...
Cheese, please. We're going mad.
I'd just like to get in tune here, if I can. I'll give me a thing there. Okay, that's got it.
Well, you think it's easy, babe. I'm moaning about this rotten old world. And how miserable it is for a teenage boy and girl. Yeah. And you think it's easy crying out to be free and letting the authorities know how they wronged both you and me. Oh, well, it ain't. Oh, God, it ain't. Good God.
Yeah.
I marched out in front of the White House shouting how I hate old Uncle Sam. And I lay myself down in the gutter crying out against the war in Vietnam. You think it's easy singing about misery and how the world is up a creek when you're making over $4,000 a week? Oh, well, it ain't.
I got stuck on my harmonica. Sorry.
Well, it ain't. Oh, God, it ain't. Oh, God.
the guitar, too. It's very embarrassing. I wish you could see this. There's a million pieces here. $150 guitar.
Keith, please, with Dick Libertini and Well, I Ain't. I think he's trying to sound like Bob Dylan.
I kind of got a kind of a Bob Dylan-esque kind of tone from that.
It's from an album called The Mad Show.
It was an off-Broadway production, first staged in 1966.
I was going to say, it looks like a 60s album.
However, there were 871 performances during its initial run. It ran for a long time.
Wow. That's for something that's off-Broadway, that's impressive. The power of Mad over the decades.
Yes.
That's the only thing I can say. I'm just looking at the picture of the album on the back of the CD here, and it's a big bomb, like a big bomb, you know, and Alfred E. Newman is actually lighting the bomb on the album cover.
Because it needs to blow up.
Well, the off-Broadway didn't blow up very soon after it started, though. Wow.
No, it was around for a while.
Any other fantastic facts about Mad Magazine over the years?
Music related?
Yes. What?
I'm just looking.
Hold this
not
suspense.
Really. I don't have anything else fabulous.
Aw, come on.
In the mid-80s, Hanna-Barbera tried to develop a Mad animated television series, but never made it to broadcast.
Oh, really? Well, we had the Mad TV at one point on Fox that lasted for a bit time. A little bit of a time in the 90s. But Mad is still kicking after 60 years.
It's
crazy. Well, yeah. And will they ever end? What? Me worry? No.
Yeah,
they're not going to end.
It's going to go forever.
I think so. We're not going to go forever. We're pretty much ended this week on the show. Hope you enjoyed our Mad salute. Any other final words, Daffodil?
Thank you for joining us for this Mad-inspired episode of Cheese Please. Please come back and join us again, same time, same station. We will be here with more cheesy goodness.
Hiding in the van with the plan to bring you more cheesy goodness, but we're ending off the show this week with
Ben Vaughn
on
Cheese Please, Mad Salute.
Just gonna quit seeing her. I ain't even gonna call. Cause today. Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezedlee.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.